Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In our last podcast, we revealed the four signs that your company might be suffering from sales whiplash, and we detailed the first sign, the team hockey stick. Today, we're going to look at the second sign, something that I like to call the sales trap. The sales trap is a product of an entire company delivering inconsistent revenue production through several reporting periods. A great month is followed by a dismal month, or a record period is followed by a dramatic drop in revenue. If you're listening to this podcast on our blog, take a look at the graphic below. If you're listening to this podcast in iTunes or another way, then just think about the swings of highs and lows of sales. Because as you can see, in the graphic below, a company might deliver 130% quota attainment one month and then 50% the next, and then 80% the next month, and then 60% in the final month of the quarter. So aside from inconsistency in revenue production, and of course, let's face it, commissions, the sales trap also leads to more serious issues. Often, record-setting or on-track reporting periods are followed by multiple poor performance periods. The reason? It's difficult to dig yourself out of a hole and get forward momentum rolling again quickly. So quite often, I see companies deliver a record month and follow it with a dismal month, a barely surviving month, and then maybe a passable month, all before getting back on track to hitting or exceeding their targets. This inconsistency can be an organizational killer. Let's look at a quick case study for a software company. The situation is this. The company's target is $100,000 per month. If sales reps hit their goal each quarter, their commissions are doubled. Their results were the following. They had a record January at 2x their goal. They had a really poor February at 10% of their goal. They had a subpar March at 50% of their goal. They had a slightly better April at 70% of their goal. And at May, they hit their target of $100,000. What are the outcomes for the team? Well, being behind at the end of June meant the difference between receiving your regular commission and their accelerated commission. If we use the numbers that I list, the team ultimately earned a 10% commission level, which is their standard commission level, or $43,000, rather than their accelerated commission, which would have been 20% or $120,000 if they had achieved their goal. If you're a seller, you can see why the sales trap is troubling. Borrowing from the example above, having an exceptional January does not make up for 5 consecutive months of mediocrity. In the end, you still finish behind for the first half of the year, and you've lost your ability to earn back any significant commissions. Now, if you're a sales leader, the sales trap is troubling for 4 reasons. 1, if your team is not hitting its sales goals and making full commissions, chances are you're not either. 2, goal attainment is linked to voluntary and involuntary turnover. Studies from the Sales Executive Council show that sales reps achieving 90% of their annual sales goal or less have a voluntary turnover rate that's 4x higher than those achieving 90% of their goal attainment. Sure, you might not care if your 50% performers are leaving, but your 90% performers might not be far behind. And with just a little coaching, you can get them out of the sales trap to 100 or 110% of goal attainment. 3, to ensure that your strategic direction is implemented, you need to make sure you are tracking progress. To do that, you must make certain in weekly sales meetings and weekly coaching and mentoring sessions that you're measuring the team's progress towards implementing the strategic direction. If your sales team is failing, or if you consistently allow them to miss quota, then you're complicit in their failure. And if your boss believes you are complicit in your sales team's failure, you will be replaced. By the way, the average non-voluntary turnover rate for sales leaders, i.e. getting fired, in the US is 13 months. And finally, 4, planning is difficult if you don't have consistent results. So needless to say, if your organization is not producing consistent revenue, then resource allocation for sales tools, marketing projects will be very challenging. At Engage, we see clients hold off committing to trade shows, marketing activities, training, and client events until they recover from these holes in revenue. As a result, opportunities are missed because companies can't plan ahead with sufficient confidence. Money is held back to make up for those past losses, and buying decisions are delayed until the company is confident that it will hit its sales targets. Which one of these issues is most troubling for you? You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.